Get your fill of baseball news and beer reviews at foulballarea.com. Follow our blog for the latest news around the baseball world and read about some of our favorite ballpark beers. Tune into the podcast every Wednesday as we take a deep dive into the topics of the day. Stay connected by signing up for our mailing list or following us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at foulballarea. Now, here's today's episode of the Foulball Area Podcast with Matthew Atkins and Trey Lyle.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the latest episode of the Foulball Area Podcast. I'm your host, Matthew Atkins, alongside my co-host, Trey Lyle. He's got his Yankees hat on. He's ready for opening day coming up this Thursday. We have regular season baseball, a full slate of regular season baseball this week. We had the Dodgers and the Padres last week in the Seoul Series. A couple of great games out there, really entertaining games. I got up at 6 a.m. on Wednesday to watch them. I didn't get up on Thursday, but yeah, I wasn't going to miss the first game of the season. But now we have a full slate of regular season baseball coming up this week, and I'm really excited for it, Trey. Opening day is almost here.
Yeah, I lasted about two to three pitches. I saw the first pitch of the season.
There you go.
I humbly did not make it through that game, either game. But yeah, baseball's here. I kind of forgot about the Seoul Series given everything that happened with the Dodgers since then. But yeah, that baseball did happen last week, and we have baseball this week, and it's not even close to the biggest topic in the sport right now, which I mean, this is getting a lot of eyes to the sport because ABC News is tweeting about a Shohei Ohtani press conference today. So maybe that's good for opening day, but yeah, we're about to do a betting preview, and we have to start about a betting scandal to start the show, and that's kind of crazy.
Yeah, so today we're going to do our American League preview predictions, picks, and all that. But before we get into that, as Trey alluded to, there is some little bit of scandal going on around Major League Baseball, and this came out last week during the second day of the Seoul Series. It came out that Shohei Ohtani's translator had allegedly stolen $4.5 million from his accounts through wire transfers to pay off gambling debts to a bookmaker in California. And so now all kinds of theories and, you know, ideas being floated around here. Like, did he actually steal this money from Ohtani? Did Ohtani rack up the gambling debt himself and he's using the translator as a fall guy? You know, what's going on here? And Ohtani had a press conference this afternoon where he said through a different translator that he has never bet on baseball or any other sports. He has never given money to a bookmaker to place any bets. So he is denying any involvement in any kind of gambling. And then he went on to say that the translator in question had stolen this money from his accounts, $4.5 million. So big story across Major League Baseball, because of course, if Ohtani was the one with the gambling debts, if Ohtani was making payments to a bookmaker, if he was betting on baseball, that would be a huge scandal.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this would, you know, people brought up the name Pete Rose around this, but this is just crazy. This is all like, if it's true, if Ohtani's account is true, that means this translator stole $4.5 million. Like, this is a federal crime. This is the bookie's getting investigated by federal authorities. Baseball has basically said we have an investigation, but we're going to let the legal process play out. Let's just take Ohtani at his word. Which, one thing to be clear here, neither him or his translator betted on baseball. So at worst, he's betting on college. Like, if this is Ohtani, he's betting on college, I think it was like basketball, the NFL, college football, based off of the reading. But it seems to me that the translator was like, maybe my friend will help me bail out of this. And then Ohtani was like, got a little duped. And then his lawyer stepped in and was like, nah, this ain't happening. So to me, I'll take Ohtani at his word. Luckily, this is a federal investigation, at least to the bookie, and we're going to find out who made those bets, because baseball, like the FBI is a little bit better at finding things out than Major League Baseball. So, like, for example, what really broke the steroids era was not MLB blowing it up, it was Congress blowing it up. So the federal government is a little bit better at investigating things than major, but you have your biggest star in this scandal, and it's just wild. It's just wild. It's something that probably we expected given the climate. You know, ESPN's talking about it, and they go, this is presented by ESPN Bet. Here's our DraftKings right. preview or whatever. Like, it's, to me, like, I'm going to take Ohtani at his word and assume that his translator took $4.5 million from him, and that's an awful thing, and that's terrible for Ohtani. And, you know, given, like, people are saying, like, how did he have access to his bank account? Well, you think about it like this. Ohtani's in a new country. Like, basically, the translator is also Ohtani's handler in the U.S., so it would make sense, like, he would have access to those things. At least that's my understanding of things. I might be wrong.
Yeah, it's a wild story, and there were a lot of inconsistencies when it first came out. Even more inconsistencies this week as people are investigating this translator and who claimed that he attended UC Riverside, and then the university said they have no records of him ever being at the university. So a whole lot of inconsistencies going on here. It's definitely something to watch. It's unfortunate that this is the biggest story right before opening day, because the biggest story should be what we're going to talk about a little later on. You know, who's going to win the pennants this year? Who's going to win the World Series? Who's going to win MVP? That should be the biggest stories going into opening day. So it's unfortunate that we have to deal with this week, but it definitely is a huge story, something that we'll have to keep an eye on. And like you said, we don't have all the facts right now. We got to take what Ohtani said, and we got to let MLB and the FBI do their investigations and see what happens as things become clear, because we don't have all the facts right now. So we're just going to have to wait and see how all the dominoes fall in this.
Yeah, absolutely. I think this is definitely something that we need to see play out, unfortunately, which maybe this gets more eyes on the Dodgers this year, which he's already going to have a lot of eyes on. But, you know, I believe the Washington Nationals are sponsored by BetMGM. And so this is, you know, what if he was a National?
They have, like, a sports book in their stadium.
Yeah, like, that would be even more insane. Do you want to do a baseball, college baseball update before we get to
Yeah, picks? Real quick for Virginia Tech. They had a great weekend on the road at Boston College this weekend. They are now up to, I believe, number 13 in the country in the D1 baseball poll. They are just on a roll. I think they're 8-1 on the season in ACC play. It's their best ever start to the ACC season. Fantastic sweep at Boston College. They've won 3 ACC series so far, 2 of them being sweeps. Fantastic weekend by the Virginia Tech Hokies. And UVA had a pretty good weekend as well, and they are moving up in the polls this week in the D1 poll. They moved up, I believe, to number 8. Let me make sure, though. They moved up to number 9. So UVA,
there we go,
in the top 10 in the D1 baseball poll. So good programs out here in Virginia. They're looking pretty good.
Yeah, absolutely. Wake Forest is coming to Lynchburg this week. They're taking on Liberty. So
that should be exciting.
12th team in the country. And they play Duke next week. So how about that? A couple of good ACC teams coming to my neck of the woods.
Couple of series to look out for in a few weeks. We got Wake Forest coming up to Blacksburg, so that'll be a big one.
Yes, sir. All right, let's do it while everyone's here. All right, AL betting preview. This is when I get to do the hosting. See, this is fun. All right, so as I look at it now, we'll get to the pennants in a moment, but the overall favorite in the pennant is the Houston Astros, followed by at +350, followed by the Yankees at +450, followed by the Baltimore Orioles at +550. Texas at 6-1, Seattle 10-1, along with Toronto 10-1. The weird one to me, and we'll get to the AL Central, is the Twins at 12-1, Tampa at 15-1, and then Boston. We'll go up to Boston at 25-1. Let's start with the weakest division, the AL Central here.
Let's do it.
And the favorite in the American League Central is the Minnesota Twins at -115, Cleveland +350, Detroit also +350, Kansas City at +750, and Chicago at 25-1. So we'll start with those Chicago White Sox and an over under of 61.5. What do you got?
You know, it's going to be tough. Like we said last week, it's tough to pick teams to lose that many games, but you have a team like the White Sox, and I just don't know what good there is on the White Sox this year. You know, and it's crazy because a couple years ago, they were such a good team. They were really talented, had a lot of young players, but they lost a lot of players this offseason, including Tim Anderson, Liam Hendricks, Yasmani Grandal, lost a lot of guys. They didn't really bring in anybody too notable. You know, Nicky Lopez, Paul DeJong, Mike Soroka. None of those names really stand out to me a lot. So I'm going to take the under for the White Sox. I don't have a lot of faith in them this year.
Yeah, I'm going with the philosophy I had last week. Bad teams are bad. So I am going to take the under in this one. But it actually shocks me that, you know, some of these numbers are like this. And the deep downfall, maybe if you didn't hire Tony La Russa as your manager, that could have helped a lot of things. It's like someone saw that coming from a mile away and someone didn't on this podcast.
Yeah, you got me there.
Exactly. All right, moving to the next team, which to me, I think has the most value in this division. The Kansas City Royals, who we've talked about really liking their offseason, the moves they made. The over-under is 73.5. I'm taking the over. And you know what? I'll get this out of the way. This is my, I guess, my bold prediction. This division sucks, so I feel like it's not. But plus 750, I'm going to take this crazy value. And I think the Royals are going to win the division.
So all right.
Give me the over. I think they're going to win. I don't know. I just like the moves they made. They seem they wanted to be aggressive. And maybe I'm, you know, maybe I'm overestimating the moves they made. But, you know, I think Bobby Witt Jr. takes a step up this year. So give me Kansas City. Over and to win the division.
I will absolutely take the over for Kansas City. They had a really good offseason. They brought in a lot of role players, a lot of guys, you know, depth to fill out the roster. The second biggest move they made this year was Bobby Witt's extension, signing him to a long-term contract, locking him up for the foreseeable future. That's the second biggest move they made this year. So it's not an addition to the team, but it's keeping your star player around for a long time. And I think that, you know, sends a message that you're all in, you're buying into what you have, and you're going to go out there and try to compete. So I think that's going to give the team a little bit of life. That's the second biggest move they made. The biggest move they made this offseason, they signed reliever Will Smith, who has won 3 straight World Series on 3 different teams.
How about that? Royals might win it all. You don't know what I'll pick.
There you go.
Feel good.
So I'll take the over for them.
You mentioned Will Smith. Like, they didn't just sign good players. They signed players who are used to winning. Right. And I think that's a really good thing. And Kansas City has these moments. And I think Bobby Witt Jr. is really good. So give me the Kansas City Royals. It's plus 750. You have to take one long shot in this, I feel like. And this division sucks. Like, we're going to get to the Twins. And I'm telling you, I do not get the Twins hype at all. That's a hint of where I'm going to go with the Twins. And I'm sorry, Evan, if you're listening to this, Evan Hughes. But yeah, so over and division win. I don't think you're buying that too much. All right, next. The defending, Minnesota won last year, 2 years ago, Cleveland won. Over under 70.5 for the Guardians.
You know, they've got a pretty good team. Like you said, they won it 2 years ago, won the division. I like the guys that they have, the young guys they have, and then they have the veterans like Jose Ramirez. They brought back Carlos Carrasco this year, you know, a veteran reliever. I think they can get the over here. I'm not too high on them. I don't expect too much out of them. Maybe, you know, maybe not a playoff appearance, but I think they're going to at least get to 80 wins.
Yeah, I agree with you. They have too many good players to win. I think they can play maybe 500 ball. I think, like, if I didn't pick the Royals, I think I'd pick the Guardians to win this division. Because I don't trust Detroit yet, and I definitely don't trust Minnesota. So, I'm just gonna, yeah, I'll take the over as well. And I teed this up, so I'll go first. Detroit 80.5. I feel like if you're gonna go over on Cleveland, you need to go under on Detroit. So I'm gonna go under at 8.5. They might get to 80, but I think they're more of a 75 win team. So yeah, they have really good young players, but they still need maybe a year or two. I think people are thinking this is the next Baltimore Orioles, where it just all of a sudden the three in a row number one picks hits and they explode. I don't see it happening for Detroit this year.
Yeah, they do have a couple of good young players, Spencer Torkelson, Riley Green. They brought in a couple of veteran pitchers this year, but then they lost Eduardo Rodriguez. They lost Miguel Cabrera to retirement, obviously, and he wasn't doing a whole lot towards the end of his career. But still, when you lose a guy of his caliber, it's still going to hurt you a little bit. Javier Baez has not been what they expected from him when they signed him to the contract a couple years ago. I don't have a lot of hope for the Tigers this year. I do agree with what you said, that they should be good in a couple of years. They've got a lot of young talent, but I just don't think this is the year, so I'll also take the over on the Tigers. Have we agreed on everyone so far?
You mean you'll take the under?
The under, yes, the under.
Okay, yes, we have agreed on every single one so far. Well, you didn't agree on me saying the Twins would win the division, but you haven't said who would win the division yet. Right. Well, we might disagree on this one. Minnesota Twins, 86.5. What have they done to improve from this almost cursed. The terrible team they had last year. Your two best players are Byron Buxton and Carlos Correa. They are great, I admit. But what are the odds they play a full season?
Definitely not. Carlos Correa, possibly.
I'm going under. This team is not even making the playoffs. Okay? I really don't get it. 86.5? Like, you think they're going 87 games? Like, where have they, I literally looked up what their moves they made. They lost Sonny Gray. They lost me. Where has this team gotten better?
Yeah, they lost Gray. They lost Kenta Maeda. They lost Michael A. Taylor. They lost Donovan Solano, Joey Gallo. They brought in Carlos Santana, though. Pretty solid veteran first baseman. Anthony DeSclafani. That's about it. But.
Woo! Change your mind. Best team in baseball.
In addition to Carlos Correa and Byron Buxton, Royce Lewis is going to have a breakout year this year. Royce Lewis is definitely a name to watch. So what's the number again? What's 86?
86.5.
I'll take the over for the Twins. I don't know. They're going to find a way to get it done, and they're going to repeat as division champs.
All right. There we go. See, we disagreed on one.
I'm not as high on the Royals as you are. I like them. I think they could be a wild card team. But the Twins are going to win the division.
Come on. Come on, Kansas City. Let's go, Royals. Come on. All right. You want to do the West or the East? The fun ones now.
Yeah, I mean, they're
we got to get the crap out of the way.
The AL East, we got your favorite team there. The AL West, though, it's so tight. Such a good race. Let's save the West for last.
All right. I think we did the West. We went West, East and West last time as well. So we'll keep it up. All right. AL East. The favorite is +170 in the New York Yankees, but a close second behind them are the Baltimore Orioles at +180. And as a reminder, if you didn't listen to the last podcast, basically what that means in a betting term is if you bet $100, you would win $170. But if it was a minus odds like it was with Minnesota, in order to win $100, you would have to bet $115. All right. Just be clear. And then 4-1 is Toronto. 6-1 is Tampa. That just means, simply put, if you bet $100, you win six. Every dollar, $6. 13-1 is the Boston Red Sox. All right. Boston Red Sox, over under 77.5. They're a really solid team. They have really good players, but this division is very deep. I'm going over because I think I'm going to go under on another team. And I think you have to balance them out. So I will go. Their fans wanted them to do more, and they didn't a lot more. And maybe I think Alex Cora is a really good manager. It's hard for me to see them finish last in the division in back to back years. So give me They finished last year. Yeah. So give me the over.
Yeah, you know, the Boston Red Sox as an organization should not be this bad, but I've got to take the under for them. I just don't see it this year. They didn't do enough in the offseason, like you said. Like their fans were getting angry. Like they wanted them to do more. They wanted them to bring in some better players, and they did not do enough. So I don't see it in them this year. I'll take the under.
The team I'm going to take, I can't believe I'm doing this, but I think you think about it, like the moves they made, they essentially have lost their two best players, or at least their best pitcher and their best hitter, or best player, if you want to say, is the Tampa Bay Rays, because they lost Glass now. And then you essentially just say you lost Wander Franco, and that was, you know, most of last year. And they weren't a good team once Franco left the lineup. So Tampa at 84.5. It's weird to say, like, I feel bad for doing this because I would not be shocked if they win this division because they're Tampa and just the way they're built. But it seems like with their style, they always have one dip year where they're not good. And I feel like this is it. And so I'm gonna try to get ahead of it, and I'll say under. I felt like if they were going to contend, they would have kept Glasnow one more year.
Yeah. You know, they just always find a way to win with a bunch of guys that you don't really know that well. You know, like they have a lot of homegrown talent, I guess is what I'm trying to say. And I just feel like they're going to find a way to do it. And yeah, they lost Tyler Glasnow. They lost Manny Margot. They lost Wander Franco. But they've still got some pretty talented players, and I think that they could end up at least, you know, I think that they're going to be a good team again this year. So I'll take the over in them.
Wow, look at us. We're disagreeing more on this division. All right, moving on to the Toronto Blue Jays. It's hard for me to say this. They're at 87.5. I would not be shocked if they get to 90 wins, but don't make the playoffs. Because I think once again, you know, six teams make it, but you take the Central out. So really, it's what? I think it's six teams for five spots. So you have Toronto, Baltimore, New York, the Yankees, and then Houston. Well, Houston, Texas, Seattle. So that's six for five spots. Right? That's kind of how I feel at this point. Maybe you want to throw in Tampa. So seven for five spots. So I think you have to go under on this team because I don't think they're going to make the playoffs. I think they're going to end at like 85 games, and that's under. But I think they're going to get really close to this number. I would not be shocked if they're between 85 and 90. But since it's 87.5, I think I get three compared to two, if that makes sense. I think.
Yeah.
3-3. You basically got a 50-50 shot. So I'll take under.
I think I'm going to take the under on them too. You know, they were third place in the AL East last year, made a wild card spot, the third wild card spot in the American League. But they lost a couple of, you know, they lost Matt Chapman. They lost Brandon Belt, Hyunjin Ryu. They've got a core talented group, and, you know, Bo Bichette and Vlad Guerrero Jr. and Kevin Biggio. I just don't know. I don't know that they're going to make the playoffs again this year. So I'll take the under for Toronto.
Yeah. Look at us agreeing again. We're back to our ways.
Agree on one of them.
All right. These are two that are, I think, one of our two division winners is going to come from. And you know what? Every year I pick the Yankees and it doesn't work out for me. So you know what? I'm going to fade the Yankees in the show. All right. I'm not going to be like you, some homer, and picks the Braves to win it all, because I am picking to win the AL East. And I'm going to think it's over the Baltimore Orioles. They're a great team. They added Corbin Burns. They're going to add Jackson Holliday at some point. I think they get to 92, 93 wins. They were a 103 win baseball team, and they pretty much got better with their offseason moves. So, why you're giving me a chance for them to improve their win total by Like, they have 10 to improve their win total, essentially. Like, that's how much room I have. So, yeah. Give me the over. And Baltimore wins this division for back-to-back years.
I feel like I don't even have to say anything. I agree with you. I was gonna do the same thing. Over, and they win the division. I think that they're a really talented team. And like you said, once they bring up Jackson Holliday, you know, we're going to talk about awards at the end of the season, but spoiler alert, he's my American League Rookie of the Year pick. It's just going to be a fantastic.
I might go different with you on that, given that someone might play longer.
Well, yeah, I mean,
he's already been called up.
But I think that the Orioles are going to have another great season, and they'll win the division. So, you know, let's see another 100-win season from Baltimore.
All right. This team's making the wild card. You have the two best hitters in the division in the league. The Yankees, over under 91.5. They have the two best hitters. They have the best pitcher, who's coming back. He's going to play. He is going to play this year. That's good. Thank you, Dr. Neil Albatross. Okay? Thank you for saying that. I just think, I don't know if they'll build enough of a hole, but the gap in the first 2 months of the season, if they're ahead of Baltimore in the first 2 months of the season with no Gerrit Cole, they will win this division, because I think they just will, because Gerrit Cole is Gerrit Cole. But assuming that doesn't, and no DJ LeMahieu to start the year, but it looks like Carlos Rodon has the stuff that he had was expected when they signed him. I think Nestor's going to have a solid year. I think there's a reason he's the opening day pitcher, because they believe in him. I think he should still have a good bullpen. So I'll take over. I think this is going to be a fun race between Baltimore and New York. I think they're slightly better than the rest of the division. If the Yankees stay healthy, which they didn't last year, i.e. that really tall guy that wears 99 that is the best hitter in baseball, as long as he stays healthy and he doesn't run into a fence and break his toe, the Yankees will at least be a wild card team, because they were almost a wild card team last year without Aaron Judge for a third of the season. And if he played that third of the season, we had had a real argument for MVP, and he would have probably gotten the Yankees enough games to make the wild card.
Yeah, I'll take the over for the Yankees also. I agree with everything you mentioned there. One player that I don't think you mentioned, but could be a really key player for them this year, Marcus Stroman, bringing him in to fill out the rotation. You know, he had a good year in Chicago last year, and now the Yankees have him. I think that we can expect big things from him. So I will take the over on the Yankees. And I think that you're right. I think they make a wild card spot. I think that they're going to be one of the three wild card teams in the American League. They're going to have a big rebound year from last year. And Juan Soto could be an MVP candidate. Aaron Judge, MVP candidate. I mean, you got a lot of things to look forward to as a Yankees fan this year.
Yeah, and I will mention this. Marcus Stroman has had a phenomenal, phenomenal spring. As we're on the, if you're listening to the Foul Ball Area podcast, make sure you subscribe, like this video. If it's on Facebook, so like our Facebook page. Subscribe wherever you get the podcast. Shall we move to the AL West?
Let's
another
do it.
Interesting division.
One more,
and then we get to the fun part. As I scroll down, wait, nope, scroll up. Houston, favorites at +105. Texas at 2-1. Seattle at +260. And we don't even need to talk about the other two teams. The Angels at 40-1. And hey, here we go. 100-1. The Oakland Athletics, which we get to the lowest over-under total by any team.
Oof.
The Oakland Athletics, 57.5. And I will go first. And this team deserves 0.0% of our time under. They are the worst team. They might set a record for being the worst team ever. I don't think they will, because I think there's some stupid like 2-100 and something. But they are going to be pretty bad.
Yeah, they only won 50 games last year, so I'll take the under as well.
And they got worse.
And that's all we
and
got.
And the vibe about around the team is not great.
No, not good at all.
The one that breaks my heart the most, the Los Angeles Angels, over under 71.5. What would be more what would be more likely, them to hit the over or Mike Trout to win MVP?
Mike Trout to win MVP.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Granted, I bet they would hit the over if he won MVP.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, Mike Trout was 20-1 to win AL MVP, and I legitimately thought about putting my actual money on that. I was like, that. It's like,
there you go. You
insane could. Odds for Mike Trout. Yeah. I'm not going to pick Mike Trout to win MVP because he's going to be on a terrible team. And I really hope he gets traded this year. It's not going to happen. This team fumbled, like, historically fumbled the bag. Like, historically, like, pisses me off so much that they had the two best players in baseball and they didn't even sniff the postseason.
We're going to see a 30 for 30 about this in a couple years.
Like, that's insane to me.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think that's ever happened in the history of sports. Like, you had two great of players. Like, the two best.
Yeah.
In their prime. And they're like, we can't put competent pitching around them. Let's do this.
It'd be like if the Heat were terrible when they had LeBron.
LeBron and Dwayne Wade. Yeah. Dwayne.
Yeah.
Or like the Lakers or a lottery team every year with Shaq and Kobe, and Shaq and Kobe were dropping like 60 a night.
Yeah,
which they did. And they're still losing.
Yeah, I got to go under on the Angels, and it's just sad. Like, I mean, that they were not good with Shohei. They're going to be even worse without him, and it's going to be sad to watch this year.
All right. Let's move on to Matt's secret lover on the side of the Braves. Like, you know, this is his side chick to the Braves, I like to call it. The Seattle Mariners, over under 86.5.
Hammer the over.
I knew it.
They're a good team. They have so many young, exciting players. Julio Rodriguez is an MVP candidate. They are such a fun team to watch. They did get rid of a Eugenio Suarez, so I don't really like that move that much, but they've got a pretty solid rotation too. I think that they're going to have a good season this year. Maybe even challenge the two teams that we're going to talk about later for the division title. It's going to be fun. But I'll take the over. Absolutely.
All right. I agree with you. I think they can get to 90. And I won't put them as one of my wild card teams. So I have it as wild card two. I'll let you keep that up.
Okay.
Texas Rangers, 89.5. So one of these three teams is not making the playoffs, just to be clear. Houston, Seattle, and Texas. They all could. But let's be real here. Like, most likely, because they're going to beat each other up, that one of these teams is going to miss the playoffs. Right? I mean, it's what happened last year, basically, with Seattle.
I mean, yeah, but we had three teams from the AL East last year.
That's true.
It could happen.
Texas Rangers, 89.5, the defending World Series champions. I think this team got better. They lose Jordan Montgomery, but they're going to have Jacob DeGrom back. Scherzer healthy. I think DeGrom will be back. Not opening the start of the year, but some point, right?
Yeah, he should be.
So, yeah. Jacob DeGrom, they get what the Mets actually wanted. So give me the over, and I think the Texas Rangers win this division.
You know, this is an interesting one to me because it's 89.5. They only won 90 games last year. So it's basically, can they match what they did last year? They lost, like you said, Jordan Montgomery. They lost Will Smith, Aroldis Chapman. You know, they got Jacob DeGrom and Max Scherzer, two aging, injured pitchers. I don't know. I mean, they've got a great group of position players, and Corey Seager and Marcus Semien are among the best players in the league. Evan Carter is going to be a really good player in his second year, and you got Wyatt Langford coming up starting the year with the Rangers. So, you know, they could be really good, but I don't know. their pitching, I think, worries me a little bit. So I think I'm going to take the under.
Ooh, spicy. Under. All right. Houston Astros, 92.5. This is the team from the AL West I don't think is making the playoffs. Yes. You heard me.
Okay.
Might be my hate for this team.
Okay.
Their core is older. They do have, you know, good starting pitching, a good bullpen. But someone has to miss the playoffs from this division. So I think Seattle gets it, and I think Texas wins the division. Wait. I have two wildcard teams. Never mind. I'm
messing up. Yeah, we got three wildcard teams now.
God, this stupid new format. They change it every freaking year. All right. So they're gonna make a walk. I'm not stupid. They're gonna
okay,
go under.
All right. There we go.
They have the best worried. They're not gonna have the best record in the American League. They have the best over under. I will go under, but they'll still make the wild card. I think they win 90 games.
I'm going to take the over. They're the Astros. You can't bet against them until they prove us wrong. And so far, they have not proven us wrong. So I am.
Are they your division winner?
Astros. Yeah, they're going to win the division.
Okay.
And I'll take the over. So.
All right. Who's your other two wildcard teams? You have the Yankees as one.
Yeah. So I'll take the Yankees, and then I'll take three teams out of the AL West. I'll say the Rangers and the Mariners.
We have the same playoff teams.
Same teams, but different division winner in the AL West.
And the Central. You have the Twins coming out of the Central. Yeah. I have the Royals. All right. Yeah. Let's do award winners next before we get to pennant and World Series winner. We'll end on that. All right. We'll start with let's start with the Cy Young. So I'm looking at the odds right now as I pull them up. We'll start with the American League Cy Young. Kevin Gausman is the favorite at +650. Reminder, with Gerrit Cole's injury, he is probably not going to win it, given his Framber Valdez at 8-1, Corbin Burns at 8-1, Luis Castillo at 10-1. Gerrit Cole, if you still want to bet him, 22-1. But I am going to go with the pitcher that's going to be the ace of the best team, with the team with the best record.
Oh, man.
I'm going to go with Corbin Burns.
Well, I'm right there with you.
Oh, how about that?
Former Cy Young winner. He already got one under his belt. Now he comes over to, like you said, the best team in the American League. It's a no-brainer.
How about that? Look at us. That's because we're smart. All right, yeah. Moving to the National League. Spencer Strider, the favorite at +450. So we'll let you pick him. Zach Wheeler at 8-1. Logan Webb at +950. Yamamoto at 10-1, Zach Gallen 12-1, Max Fried 13-1, Tyler Glass now 14-1, Fetty Peralta 15-1, Blake Snell 18-1, Justin Steele 20-1. Who you got? And why
I'll
is
be
this
a homer
Spencer Strider?
Here. Spencer Strider. He's looking good in spring training, and he can strike him out like nobody's business. So, yeah, I'll give him the Cy Young this year.
He's been close, and again, I'm going to go with best pitcher on the best. Best pitcher that's healthy is the key word here.
Yeah.
And I like his value. Give me Tyler Glass now.
Okay.
So I think
taking Glass now over Yamamoto.
Well, who was their opening day ace? Glass. I'm going to pick Yamamoto for another award.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right.
So you got to share the wealth. I got to spray the board. If he has one. See, the thing is, like, this is me like hedging, because if he has a bad year, he won't win. Like, if I picked him for Cy Young and Rookie of the Year, like, if he has a bad year, then I miss two
won't
picks.
Win either. Yeah. Yeah. All right.
So
I see.
Where I could, you know, it's, you know, it's their strategy to this. I like all to right. be, I want to get more right than you. Okay. That is my goal.
That's a good goal.
All right. Moving on to, as mentioned, the Rookie of the Year. So we're going with the American League Rookie of the Year. Favorite is Evan Carter at +280. Jackson Holliday 4-1. Wyatt Langford couldn't get that out. Also at 4-1. Junior Caminero 12-1. Noah Shmuel 12-1. Colt Keith, what a name, 12-1 as well. Reminder: Evan Carter and 23 regular season games, 5 homers, posted a 1.05 OPS racked up a 1.6 WAR last year. So just to add context for why Evan Carter might be the favorite right now for American League Rookie of the Year. Matt, I already know who you're picking, but you can say it again.
Yeah, I got to go with Jackson Holliday. You know, he's the guy we've been talking about all spring. He's the guy we've been talking about really since last year as one of the top players in minor league baseball. And now he's starting the year in AAA in Norfolk, but he's going to come up to Baltimore at some point this season. So I got to go with Jackson Holliday. I think that he's going to, even though he's going to be delayed a couple weeks or a month or however long it is, when he gets up to the major leagues, he's just going to tear it up and he's going to be the rookie of the year.
So I'm going with the other Texas Ranger. Go Wyatt Langford. Dude hits bombs, and I think bombs make you a rookie of the year. I think he's going to lead the rookies in homers, so that's why I think he's going to get rookie of the year. That's just kind of my basic logic in it.
Okay. I like it. It's a good pick.
All right. I already revealed my NL rookie of the year pick, and he is the plus 170 favorite. It's Yamamoto. Wong Ho Lee is 4-1. That was Jackson Chororo is plus 7-1. Jackson Merrill 10-1. Shota Imiaga. Well, God, I'm so bad with names. 12-1, and Michael Bush 15-1. Anyone in mind that you want to pick?
Yeah, I'll go with Jackson Chororo from the Milwaukee Brewers. Interesting, he signed an 8-year, $82 million contract. It's the most amount of money guaranteed ever to a player with no MLB experience. So a lot of high hopes from the Brewers for him. He batted .282 with 22 home runs and 44 stolen bases in the minors last year. I think he'll make an impact immediately with the Brewers. So yeah, I'll take Jackson Chororo as rookie of the year.
How do you pronounce this last? I botched it. So Chororo, like a churro.
That's what I'm going with.
All right. AL MVP. The top two are both New York Yankees, Aaron Judge and Juan Soto. Judge at plus 550. Soto 6-1. Yordan Alvarez 8-1. Matthews man crush at night. Julio Rodriguez at 10-1. Corey Seager at 10-1. Adley Rutschman 13-1. Gunnar Henderson 15-1. Bobby Witt Jr. 15-1. I put some money on Bobby Witt Jr. because I did say the Royals would win the division, but my pick, it took me about 3 at bats in spring training to make this pick. I hope he gets the bag from the Yankees. It's Juan Soto. Like, I watched 3 at bats and I was like, thank God he's a Yankee. I can't wait to watch him and Aaron Judge behind each other. And then Stanton is looking really good. He's slimming. If he stays healthy and he's hitting bombs. I mean, the other night he had 3 home runs and I literally said to you and Billy, I was like, Yankees win the World Series. We got Giancarlo back. Yes. But I tempered myself for this podcast, but I didn't there. Juan Soto. Yeah. Juan Soto looks so good and he's going to finally win an MVP. And the Yankees are going to give him $400 million, and I'm not going to complain because it's Juan Soto, and he might be the best hitter of a generation. And so as much as I want to pick Judge, I think it's going to be one of those two, but I'll go Juan Soto.
He has looked very, very good this spring. So I would have high hopes if I were you for Juan Soto this year with the Yankees. He could do a lot of damage for them.
He's going to win the Triple Crown.
You can't go wrong. You can't go wrong with Juan Soto, Aaron Judge, Yordan Alvarez, Corey Seager. Can't go wrong with any of them.
I already know who you're picking.
Like you said, I've got a little bit of a man crush, and it's Julio Rodriguez.
A little.
He is going to win the MVP for the American League this year. Look, he's played 2 years in Major League Baseball. His rookie year, 20 home runs, 20 stolen bases. Last year, 30 home runs, 30 stolen bases, and he got off to a slow start last year. Kicked it into high gear for the second half of the season. This year, who's to say he couldn't go 40-40? I mean, you saw what Acuña did last year. You saw how the stolen bases helped his MVP campaign. So I think Julio Rodriguez, he's going to hit bombs, and he's going to tear it up on the base paths, and I think he'll take home the AL MVP.
All right, moving to the National League MVP. Favorite, Ronald Acuna Jr., 5-1. +650 is Mookie Betts. +750 is Shohei. And then Fernando Tatis Jr., 10-1. Bryce Harper, 10-1. Freddie Freeman, 12-1. Matt Olson, 15-1. Corbin Carroll, 18-1. Machado, 22-1. Trey Turner, 22-1. We are not picking Trey Turner this year. I tell you that. We are not picking Trey Turner this year.
That did not work out last year.
It did not work out at all for both of us.
But who could have blamed us?
I'll never forget that, because I know we're going off track here, but I remember pretty sure I was like, I'm picking Trey Turner. I think this is going to be creative. Matt's not going to expect it. It's going to be great. And I did this great sell. And then you just go, yeah, I have the same one. I was like, damn. Okay.
I mean, what did he hit? Like 11 home runs in the World Baseball Classic? And then just it up like, the first half of the season.
So I'm not picking a Philly. I am not picking a Brave. I am picking a Dodger. And you know what? I just think the hype around him, because he's going to be on a winning team. And he's Shohei Ohtani. Like, I'm just going with the layup here. I don't care. He has the third best odds, but I'm going with Shohei. I mean, this man won an MVP by playing by halfway through a season last year. Yeah, he's going to want to win so bad that he's going to, I mean, he with all of the distractions he had in Seoul, he still was awesome at the plate. So, yeah, give me Shohei Ohtani.
Shohei Ohtani is obviously one of the greatest players in baseball, if not the greatest, when he's fully healthy. He's one of the best hitters in baseball, but I think the thing that's really won him the MVP the past 2 years is his two-way capability to be able to pitch and hit. And he's only going to be hitting this year, so that does take away a little bit of his value. I think he'll still have a great year, but I don't see him winning the MVP this year. And I'm going with a little bit of a dark horse candidate here. I'm going to take Corbin Carroll. He had a fantastic year last year as the rookie of the year for the Diamondbacks and was in the MVP conversation for a little bit. I think that, you know, I just looked to make sure I had this right. Last week, we both said the Diamondbacks are going to make the wild card again this year. So I think he's going to lead them back to the playoffs. He'll be the best player on a winning team. I think that he's going to put together a really good year and give him the MVP.
That's honestly, you want to know what I did? I already put in Ronald Acuna Jr. because I just assumed.
That's a fair assumption. You know, I don't want to be too much of a homer.
And then as you were going to long shots, oh, he's just going to pick like either Michael Harris or Matt Olson. Like he's just going to, you know, he's going to pick another Brave. But I like your pick. I like your
pick. We haven't seen too many repeat MVPs recently. So
that is true.
Got to go with somebody.
That is true. So, but it's Shohei. If anyone can do it, it's Shohei. But that I will never forget that moment of Trey Turner last year. I just was so confident coming in. I think I even told you like before we started recording, I was like, I got a great MVP pick. I'm feeling really good about it. Like, I'm like, this is going to be, it's off the radar. It's going to be good. No one's picking it. And then we both pick and I'm like,
ugh. Both pick the same one.
All right, let's move on to the fun stuff. Now our pennant, we'll do our pennant winners. So as a reminder, I picked the Dodgers and you picked the Braves. Who do you have representing the American League?
Oh man,
can't wait for you to say the Seattle Mariners.
No, unfortunately, I don't believe.
Oh,
that
not this
much
time, not Mariners. For the first time. Wasn't this like you did like three straight? It was either Toronto or like Seattle for like three straight years.
Yeah, yeah. I don't have that much faith in the Mariners this year, as much as I would like to see it. You know, like I said earlier when we were talking about the AL West, I can't bet against the Astros until they give me a reason to bet against them. So I know they didn't make it to the World Series last year, obviously, but they still made it to the ALCS. It was a very competitive series. I think they get back to the World Series this year from the American League.
Again, I don't want this to happen. I want a certain team to finally get off their ass and make the World Series. But we're taking, this is a new leaf. I did pick Juan Soto to win MVP, but that's more because I love Juan Soto than I love the New York Yankees. I'm double down on him. Not the Royals. No, I'm not. Also, at worst, this means we have a World Series driving distance from us, and that maybe we can sell an arm and a leg to go to a game. So give me the Baltimore Orioles to represent the American League. So I'll take the O's. And, you know, if my good old pal Carter Elliott is listening to this, who may or may not have some good connections, maybe if they make the World Series, you could help, you know, your good friend and his friend out. Let's just put it that way. All right. So you have a Astros Braves World Series. I have a Dodgers Orioles World Series. Who are you taking it to win it all?
You know, when I put the Astros and the Braves against each other, honestly, like from an unbiased standpoint, if I was not a Braves fan, okay. But still, you're telling me from an unbiased standpoint, Astros versus Braves, you got to go with the Braves. So that's what I'll do. I'll go with the Braves. I think they're going to do it this year. They're going to get it done.
I should have known. All right. Let me put my journalism hat on, unlike someone here. I think this year is built for Shohei Ohtani to fully become a star, and him doing it in the World Series with the Los Angeles Dodgers does it. And maybe I just want this for baseball. Like, I want a Yankees-Dodgers World Series with Juan Soto, Aaron Judge, and Shohei Ohtani, and Mookie Betts, and Freddie Freeman. That would be insane for baseball. That would be the best thing possible for baseball. And an NLCS with Mike Trout, Bryce Harper, and the Phillies. I'm just going to put that out there. So, I just think the Dodgers are too good. Their lineup, they have three of the six best hitters in baseball. Top their lineup. Their depth is good. Their pitching depth is good. Like, Clayton Kershaw is what, their fourth or fifth starter? And I know it's not prime Clayton Kershaw, but it's still. Clayton freaking Kershaw. Like, come on. So, yeah, give me the Dodgers. And
all right. You got the Dodgers.
I know it's chalky, but it's going to be fun. Know, it will be. It will be. Fun season starts Thursday.
I took the day off. I'm ready. I'm celebrating. I'm gonna sleep bastard. In and I'm going to wake up and crack open a beer and have a hot dog and watch some baseball.
I'll be watching it from work. So, but I'll be pumped about it. I'll be rocking my Derek Jeter jersey like I always do, and I'll be pumped.
So it's exciting. Exciting times.
Yes, it will. So that will do it for this episode of the Foul Ball Area Podcast. Give us your picks for the American League and the World Series and your awards at TrailOutVT, at Mackins News, at Foul Ball Area. Subscribe to the podcast, leave that 5-star review, and thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Foul Ball Area Podcast.
Thanks for listening to the Foul Ball Area Podcast. Make sure to leave a review and a rating wherever you get your podcasts, and subscribe so you get new episodes as soon as they come out.